Well, it's officially girl talk time. It is 1 minute gone by the 4 o'clock hour. You're tuning to Glory 93.9 FM. Woo! It's your favorite girlfriend.
Hey!
Lord Jesus, I out of breath. It's been a long time coming, time coming long. It's just been long.
Too long.
It's been long. What y'all saying? How y'all doing? The thing all mix up. I can fix it. Okay, perfect. Not fix. I don't even know what to do.
It's really Tanisha for me. It's too early, Tanisha. Too early.
She been the kids all week.
Kids? I must eat look like anyway.
It's really the kids.
Tanisha, look at the size of you and the size of me. I couldn't come from you, boo.
Wow.
I could not come
Tanisha
from you.
The Martin.
It ain't, working. Mm-mm. It's not working at all. At all. What y'all saying? How y'all doing? How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Girl Talk 2023.
Hey.
It's your girl, Marisha.
And Troy Nay.
And Cara T.
And it's officially girl talk time. And usually we start the show with something really profound to say that I was supposed to prepare because it's my time to start because it's
Jesus.
The first show. And hold on, I'm thirsty. thirsty gal. Okay. Listen, but here's what I want to say. Hey, Candia. Hey, DeAndre. Hey, Denisha.
Hey.
Hey to all of you who are tuned in on YouTube, who are tuned in on Facebook, who are tuned in on your FM band, Glory 93.9 FM. For those of you who are tuned into our podcast, thank you so much for looking for us and for downloading the podcast, whether you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or some other podcast streaming platform. We are honored and humbled that you would take the time to listen to our conversation. So we just want to say thank you. And I will leave the powerful words that we will start the show off with for the end of the show, because the powerful words that I have to share today are in connection with our topic for today. And so I don't want to jump into our topic for today before we catch up on what's going on in our personal lives first. But I will say this. I'll say that the very fact that the show is happening today is a reminder that we may not always feel like doing what we're supposed to do or what God has called us to do. But there comes a point in time where we have to put our feelings aside and we have to say yes to what it is that God has called us to do and who he's called us to be. And sometimes, well, not sometimes, the majority of the time our feelings is lie. And I know I started off so proper and then went really bohemian.
It's lie.
Our feelings is lie. Your feelings are not the truth. Your feelings typically get you in trouble. Typically, usually, when you give into that, when you give into what your feelings are saying, usually you just get in trouble. Typically. I know how it's worked for y'all. I just know when I give into my feelings, it's going to be a problem.
It usually don't add up.
The matters don't be matting. And so I want to remind us today, and this is actually the challenge that we got for this week. At Life Worship Center, we got a challenge. Like, listen, whatever emotion it is that you're feeling right now, you pause before you react out of that emotion. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge that we've been given, ensuring that we're not acting from a place of pride, ensuring that it's not always about us,
right?
that we are considering others around us. We're considering how our words and our body language and our behavior affects other people.
Yes. Yep.
That we're being considerate of other people. And so my question, my challenge, I guess you could say my thought for us to begin the show in thinking about is, how well do you manage your feelings? How well do you manage your emotions? How good of a steward are you?
Wow.
With the ability to feel.
Just straight out the gate, eh? I thought you said you was leaving the deepness.
That ain't the deepness coming on the end. It's coming on the end. Hey, Dahlia. Hey, Osley.
Hey.
Reverend Chief.
Chief Bishop.
Apostle. Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. And hey, Janae. It is great to be back, and it's wonderful to have all 37 of y'all doing it. Y'all
what?
Just, y'all just stop going playing. Right out. Y'all like, y'all yeah. was waiting for us, eh?
Out the gate.
I'm so thirsty. Anyway, what y'all saying? How y'all doing? I really am. I'm sorry. I'm really thirsty. How y'all doing? And I am preaching. You know, when you're preaching, you tell people clap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you can drink.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
So you can drink. Can't do that. Hey, Sade. So what y'all saying? How y'all doing? What's new? What's cracking?
Wait. So you just, we ain't dealing with the deep.
No. Yeah, because we can get
She asked you a question, Joyne. She asked you a question.
I really don't feel, you see?
Y'all didn't want to answer the question.
Are you a good steward of your emotions?
You know something? What you saying? How we doing, eh?
Yeah.
What's going on? That's the topic of the day. What's going on?
What's going on, girl?
How y'all doing?
Boy.
Hey, Shanique. Hey, Sade. This green is nice, for real.
It's greening.
Yeah.
It's greening. What you saying, Kara?
She was looking your way when she asked the question.
Okay, how y'all doing? So y'all make me do this. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just doing.
What that even mean?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm good. I cool. You won't believe me, eh? I looking at that. I looking at you. You know. I'm good. I'm cool. I am excited.
Yeah.
Like you know, when you go on the first date and then like you have the butterflies.
You have butterflies,
like,
eh?
Listen, getting ready. Like I feel like I was going to meet my man. Like I was happy and excited and you know, hype and making sure I got my little candy, got my little gum, got my little water, got my little everything. Excited to come here. I really miss y'all. In this setting,
because
we've seen each other countless times since the last season, but it's a blessing to be here
in this room. It's giving surreal.
It feels weird
because it was like it was a wait, and then boom! I wake up this morning and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to the church, and then I can come home, and I was like, wait.
Why
are you so stressed?
It's not that serious.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
But what's going on, y'all?
How you doing, Marisha? What's up? How am I doing? I have a lot going on.
Wow.
Life is life, man.
I have a lot going on. And how I am doing right now is I'm learning how to balance my life. And I'm not doing a really good job at it so far.
Honestly,
if I tell y'all the truth, I can't lie.
I understand that feeling all too well.
I can't lie. I'm not doing a very good job of balancing everything that I'm supposed to be stewarding over with excellence. I'm doing a horrible job right now. And I don't even know where Marisha fits in it. Like, how to attend to Marisha in the midst of the balancing of everything.
You say you're doing a horrible job.
Mm-hmm.
Would the persons around you say the same thing?
No, would be like, she off the chain. Like, yeah, I don't know how she balancing it.
Because of who you are and how you are, and I think we've spoken about this
before,
you need to give yourself a break, my sister.
Just give yourself a little bit of credit.
Yeah, give yourself credit. You're doing an excellent job. Yes, you are juggling a lot, but you're doing a great job at it. But you're saying everything that should be this way and should be that way, and I didn't quite get it, but you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you both for that. I receive.
I am to the receive now.
I receive.
I need you to actually
I receive.
Really believe it. And when we come next week,
let me tell you,
you know something?
Let me
I'm
tell
doing
you what
well.
It is. This is not my usual. I'm not balancing it well. What I mean is there's a certain level of due care and attention that you would want to take with everything that you put your hands to, mm-hmm. where you're being thorough, mm-hmm. where you're not being rushed.
Yeah.
Where you're not missing things, where you're not making mistakes, where you're not saying things without thinking, where you're not reacting. So when I say I'm not doing a good job of balancing, I am accomplishing everything that needs to be accomplished.
Just the details you want.
Just the intentionality that I would like to give. Mm-hmm. I am not able to do that right now because I haven't completely figured out how to compartmentalize my life. How, when I'm on Girl Talk, let me just think Girl Talk and be excellent in the moment right now with Girl Talk instead of thinking about what I can preach on Friday at Seek, because that's where my mind is right now, if I tell you the truth. God, what is it that you have to say? So I'm trying to discipline myself to remember that tomorrow will take care of itself, like the Bible says.
Yeah.
And it's important that we focus on the here and now and the today and what it is that it's in front of us now, the race that is set before us, not the race that's coming next week or the race that's coming later on this year, but the race that's set before you. You run with patience and endurance, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. That's the part that I'm struggling with. I'm struggling with the race that's set before you. If you could imagine somebody running a race, like how we was watching Karifta the other day, and you could imagine somebody running a race but looking at the person in long jump while they're running the race, trying to cheer the person on in long jump, and not running the race that is set before them. And so for me, that's where my difficulty comes in. I'm learning. The Lord has been teaching me. I've been learning very hard lessons. I've been learning that it's okay for me to make mistakes, to apologize quickly. I've been learning to not beat myself down when I don't get it right all the time. I've been learning to embrace the fact that I make mistakes, that I am not perfect. And I've also learned to celebrate my achievements and to be able to say, Marisha, you did well, when no one else says it. And so I'm learning to do that. And it's been a beautiful thing. But like I said, the balance of it, I ain't quite get it yet. But I believe that
beyond
the balance is coming.
Beyond the way.
I believe I'm going to find it soon.
I love that. And I think, too, that's something I sort of struggled with. Just like, you know, being so hard on yourself because you want to get everything right. You want to be there for your kids. You want to be there for your husband. You want to be there for things with ministry or just life, work, whatever it is. And since the last season, oh, my Jesus. Life?
It's on another level.
Life has this way of, I don't know. I don't know how to word it. But I can honestly say that some things that I went through between last season and this season, like, you know, after we were done, I never thought that I would have to go through.
Wow.
And it, hey, baby. You're talking about you know, God teaching you the hard lessons and the hard way. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's what I've been through thus far, and still some hard lessons. Even tying in what you mentioned about emotions and responding the right way, and you know, handling certain things, and that's something that I'm still learning as well. And I think that this 47 of us that are on this live can attest to life being difficult, but we cannot stay down.
No.
We cannot, you know, wallow in our own sadness and, you know, want to stay in the room all day and don't talk to anyone. But we have platforms like this and opportunities like this to find our tribe and be strengthened. And I have a lot to say. Anyway, right? I do believe that God is allowing us to connect to different people, too. And you'll be surprised how many persons are dependent on you to make it. They're looking at Kara. They're looking at Marisha. They're looking at Tyrawanda. I hope I pronounced that right.
Tyrawanda.
Tyrawanda. Forgive me. I mean to do that. Right? But they're looking at our lives looking at what you say and you barely balancing.
Yeah.
Admiring what you're doing and hoping that they can do the same.
Child like if, for what you already have.
That if Marisha could make it, or if Karate can make it, or Trine could make it. And this is why God gives us the most difficult trials.
Yeah.
And why God gives us certain platforms where, and you know it's crazy too? People will see us on Girl Talk and love it, but we cry here.
Absolutely.
You know, we hurt here. We deal with the difficult situations.
We're also very vulnerable, too. You could
very
imagine
vulnerable.
Exposing all your business on this show and then having to see people in public and watching them look at you funny.
Right. Or, or believe it or not, they're looking because they want to ask you the question.
Yeah.
I went to COB. Sorry, university.
It's COB.
Sorry. It's really
always
COB
called to me.
It's always called to me, right? I went to University of the Bahamas and I met this young lady. She's like, hey, Joyne, Girl Talk is coming soon. I see y'all post y'all flyer, da, 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 da. And I'm so excited and da, 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 and listening and all these other stuff. And I say that to say, you'll be surprised, even in our struggle, even in our what we consider our lowest state, we are an inspiration to someone else.
Jobless.
And it's crazy as it may sound, Paul says, I rather boast in my infirmity that the power of God may rest upon me. It is that. It is that that keeps us going. It is that that, you know, builds our tribe. And so many women are looking, making sure, listen, Kara, if you make it, I know I can make it. Kara, if you bust that black hat and the black dress one more time,
God,
makes it.
Listen,
I was just going to get to that topic.
If you do that for me, Kara, then I know that I can make
Candia
it.
Can you say, I come looking for that Kara to
Kara, we need the hat. Where's the hat woman of God?
If y'all had asked me to bring that, you should have bring that.
You should have bring that.
Jay said it was a movie. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
So my first lady comes to me after church yesterday, and she was a little, you know, perturbed because she's wondering why nobody addressed the guest minister on the pulpit.
Why?
Because she didn't know it was me.
Why? Why we didn't address? We have a guest here. You didn't know? There is a guest in the room.
Listen to me.
There's a guest in the room.
Yeah. Listen to me. Really,
I love that for you, baby. I
Tyra
love it.
Tyra Wanda, thank you so much, Anne, for your comment. Hey, Shade, you're a fiance now.
Okay, don't be fiance.
Congratulations.
Though.
Congratulations. Okay. We didn't get to say congratulations to you and Christoph. Hey, Derica. Hey, Raquel, thank you so much for your kind words. And, oh, Lord, Tanisha.
Honestly, Denisha? There is no one like Denisha.
No one.
And I absolutely love it.
I love her.
Between her and Sade.
Hey, Melissa.
You got to come up here.
It's good to see you.
Tyrawanda.
Yes, Tyrawanda. Tyrawanda says, give yourself the same grace you extend to others.
You better preach.
Absolutely. And hey, that's my cousin Shanique. She said, hey, Queens, love to have you back. Thank you so much tuning in. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Raquel. I will give myself grace. I receive. Joining your husband says he's good too.
Hey, glad to know you're good.
Hey, baby, hey.
He said he's good too. Candia says, honestly, I think God gives you three ladies more than 24 hours in a day. Ooh, child, y'all schedule this be tight. More grace for you three. I ain't gonna lie, it's be different.
It's a little situation.
Only grace to God, honestly.
Thank God.
And you're right, Junia. We cannot afford to stay down. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Truly. Hey, Kevin. Did Terrell Glendon say, who's the new face?
Who's the new face?
Ooh. Who's the new face, Terrell?
Oh, he may have been talking about when Kara was saying.
First. Oh, you weren't used to Kara having hair.
Maybe that.
You weren't used to Kara having hair.
Last season, it was my phone. I get a new phone. My phone could scream.
We release you. Maybe it's just Terrell. Maybe Terrell ain't turned into Girl Talk for a really long time. Let's just say that.
Terrell is my classmate, though. Don't do me like that.
I really understand what's happening, but we haven't done it. Y'all, can y'all please share the show? Oh. I know you've liked it, but can you please like it and share it, please? Say, oh, that's Kara, my bad. He is hilarious.
Wow.
Shade says, mighty God, God has done wonderful things. Thank you all. I just want y'all to know I will still be making the jokes even in marriage. Lord Jesus, I'm sure you can be busy. Stephanie says, hey, ladies. Kim says, really had to look twice to see it was Kara, and I saw her yesterday, but y'all dramatic.
If could kill, it was a person.
All right, Kim.
Oh, that's Kara, my bad. Say new hair, who this?
Who this?
Y'all could kill.
Kara, you name your wigs yet? You name them?
No, but the big one you that I got for it. The photo shoot.
You should have named it.
You should name it.
What should I name that?
I don't know. Like,
I feel like that needs a name.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give that a name.
Yeah.
It needs like a Quisha name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bon Quisha.
Something like that. Something. Something with Quisha on the end.
Yeah, that could work.
So, what happened to y'all since the show last? Anything new happened? Anything?
A lot has happened.
Like what? Tell us.
Boy. Ooh. That happened.
Say that happened.
And then that happened.
And then this. And then that.
And then this happening.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
God is faithful. Well, since... I had some blows, but I could...
What happened? What was good? What was good? What happened?
What was good was I try not to complain.
Okay.
About the things I once prayed for.
Ah.
Because it's easy to say I want this and Lord send me.
Right.
And then it's time for you to go and you like. I operating sleep. Off 2 hours sleep for the past sleep. 3 days.
Ah,
yeah,
Jesus.
And you're sleeping on planes.
Jesus.
Of all the places on the plane, the baby, the mother with the crying baby sitting next to you on every flight. And you like, but God has been
Wow. That's something, eh? To not only enjoy what you've been praying for when it's manifested, but to have the capacity to carry the weight of it.
Yeah.
It's a totally different story. They don't tell you that after you pray and you get the answer, what to do when you get your prayer answered. Yeah. Because a lot of times when we're praying for things, it's for our expansion. It's for our advancement. It's for our betterment. It's for our peace of mind. It's for, you know, our lives to shift. What do you do when you get to that place where your prayer has been answered? Now, how do you manage the answered prayer? How do you manage manifestation? We don't really talk about that much. We just talk about praying for it and believing God for
because
it.
Because we don't really believe it could happen.
Oh,
so we don't think that far into planning. So we pray and say, oh, God, send me. You will lead it. Right?
I will follow.
Right, right. But we don't expect the weight
right.
of it. So I think, well, for me, I just ask God, like, help me with this. Help me to manage. Help me to balance it. Help me
absolutely.
To, and then, not to be deep, but there were 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. The 5 carried extra oil. When you pray and ask God to send you wherever and to do however, whatever your dream is, ask Him for extra oil.
That's
you
good.
You don't know how long it's gonna be. You don't know how long the wait is gonna be, and you don't know how heavy the weight will be. But carry extra oil.
One of the things that I always notice when it comes to scripture is that God is always this God of increase and overflow and more than enough. And listening to you mention that just now, I was preparing for a preaching engagement recently, and the thought came to my mind out of nowhere. All of a sudden, the 23rd Psalm came to my mind. And the part that came to my mind was, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And I couldn't really understand, but the Holy Spirit was speaking to me in regard to that in the moment, because I was just like, this ain't even making no sense to what I'm talking about right now.
Right.
What does that have to do with what I'm doing? Like, this ain't even make no sense. And it wasn't until I was laying in my bed now last night that I recognized that even when I don't feel like being anointed, when I'm not on the pulpit,
it's really the field.
Even when I am not behind a microphone, when I'm not in front of people, when I'm not in the limelight, my head is still anointed with oil and my cup still overflows. That anointing doesn't need a platform.
Does it?
Does not need a platform. And I laid in my bed and I allowed the Holy Spirit to minister to me that I'm anointed when I lay down in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And what that meant for me in that moment was that there's no departure. You don't depart from the person that people see when they see you. You are the same person. You are the same person. We like to crack jokes and say things like the Spirit of God don't strive with man always, and And we like to say, you know, the arms are flesh of failure. You can't trust my hand. Da, 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 da. And you know, you always say, you know, the things we say to excuse the dumbness we do.
Yeah.
All right?
If I had a pen, you cut it off.
Listen, listen.
That's the being one.
Cut it off!
Cut it off.
You know? But the reality is, the truth of the matter is, if who the anointed version of you purports yourself to be is a pretentious version of you, then you will be attacked on the level that you pretend to be, not on who you actually are.
Right.
And
which
if
is
you're
why most people don't survive.
If you're being attacked according to your pretense, then that means that you really are playing with God.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're playing. And listen to me. When Holy Spirit spoke to me last night, I was like, wait, I don't feel anointed right now. He said, yeah, but you're anointed. And your cup runneth over. So you could never be too tired to minister.
Holy goodness. And mercy. Sorry, all the days. Sorry, since you came to preach.
All the days.
Cara, where's the
Bible? All the days of your life.
Get the ushers.
Not just when you have a moment where somebody needs you.
Get the cloth, please.
You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, let me get some more comments in here. I didn't answer the question. What happened new since the last time we was here?
I answered.
Y'all, I have a new car.
My God. Wait, I'm going to do it on off time. Sorry.
I have a new car.
New car, who that?
Listen, y'all. God, I have a
faithful.
New car. Her name is Harmony.
I love it. See, name. You got to name your stuff, woman of God.
Her name is Harmony.
I love it.
And she, listen to me. That right there, that's my best friend right now.
My God.
Y'all could judge me if y'all want.
That's all right. Everyone needs
but
somebody.
But she is my best friend because she is my.
I love that for you.
Listen to me. All kind of glittery stuff in my car. But every time I hop in my car, y'all don't laugh at me. But I'm not kidding. Every time I hop in my car, I hear Karen Clark shared in the background saying, a place of peace where God abides. Every time.
I love it for you.
That's what...
I don't know.
And God resides. Yes, you know the song. There is a place.
Y'all feel like when y'all sing it, that'll make me know it more.
That's the chorus, man.
For you shall hide me in your...
And y'all won't stop. Y'all keep singing it like I can learn it. I know it.
You and your 20s.
I go.
Go listen to Karen Clark shared Secret Place, please.
I'm going to make sure I get it on iTunes. I'm going to get it.
So Harmony is my secret place. And I know a car is not usually...
I'm going to say in the backseat. My God. I forgot to ride in a car with you. Oh, my God. As you should. That's right.
Listen to me. When I tell y'all, I'm so excited. I am so excited.
I love that for you.
And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. And that God did not add a bit of sorrow to my life.
I love that. I love that because I know.
Listen.
I know the journey.
Lord
and like,
Jesus.
And believe it or not, as much as we make crack joke, but Cara phone last season, we see the hand. No, don't get mad.
The hand of God.
To see actual manifestation of what we needed or what we were believing God for. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's something simple. But listen to me. For those of you who ever had car trouble, y'all know how much that could bind you up to use
God.
A join-a word. That's a join-a talk. That's a join-a phrase.
Bind right
that
up.
Could bind you
bind
up.
Bind the whole day up. You dress
listen
up
to me,
God, and car breaking
some
down.
Some of this.
Why?
I'm watching you. You really
thirsty,
friend.
I am. I don't know what it
we
is.
We should get to some of these comments.
He did hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled.
But right now, I'm hunger and thirsting after water.
Blue is what's going to fill
like
you.
Like the minute I say, let me drink some water, she's like, I need
more.
Oh, Kevin said it was the hot yesterday for me, Cara.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Shade say, what phone Cara have? She moved from microwave to oven 8. Or from microwave to Tesla.
It's a used Tesla. It ain't used.
Jesus.
I just
play it.
Oh,
my God.
Kara, you look the same. Don't mind them. Yeah?
Right.
Thank you, Candy.
Right.
Kim say good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Kim.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Denisha say, send help. Wait, my prayers have been answered. And I'm stressed. Why are you stressed? Girl, listen. Don't do it. We don't have no time for stress right now.
Why are you so stressed?
Dorica, it's not that serious.
Free your mind.
Dorica Sweetie says, sometimes it manifests and we don't even realize it.
That's true.
Amen. Talk, Minister Marisha.
Okay, don't talk then.
Bishop Sanford, that's Bishop Sanford.
Yes, hi, Bishop.
Good afternoon, Bishop. Ladies. Welcome back. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Tara Wanda says you are stabbing real heavy right now. Phew.
Always.
Marisha, that's powerful. No pretending in this hour. Oily, oily.
Early. Okay. Early.
Praise God. DeAndre says, yes, Lord. I think I understand what you're saying, Kim. He in the back seat, my God.
My God. Don't ride with God then. Okay.
As you should. It's a very anointed song. It is, Trina. You need to listen to that song.
I will.
Jania says, yes, my God is for God and I. Listen, girl, I agree with you on that. Say, agree that hot. But hold on.
You really missed God when you didn't bring that today.
Renee say, I was logged out of Facebook for seven whole days.
And
she come back for this.
Just in the nick of time.
Wow, Renee, yes. Thank you so much. Hi, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Okay, so Joy, it's time for your, it's your turn now. Yes.
Hold on, wait. I was already, I was waiting for you to say something else.
No, God, you don't say I go on. I pick up the mug to drink the water.
God has been kind. I guess my newness didn't really happen on the outside. It happened on the inside.
Oh, that's nice. And this phone case you have, I need that.
Thank you.
You get it from Amazon.
I don't remember. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe. Sorry, I was distracted.
Sorry, that's all right. More on the inside. There were some things that I needed to let go of, you know, and there's some things or some areas, really, I needed more maturity in. Mm. And I feel like that's my new, and
okay.
I pray that it shows on the outside, and pertaining to like it's so many things. It's really vast, but that's really it. Everyone at this table has been nominated for a BGMA award that's coming up, and that's something
really
to look.
That's something to look forward to. Okay?
And something to look forward to.
Take them things,
and then I'm going somewhere.
I need to do better in life.
And as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And maybe that could help in your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That as the Bible says that who it was, Daniel had favor with God and man. Marisha, I want to take you serious.
I can mute my mic.
I would have taken it serious. But seriously, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. And I believe that God has rewarded us for our faithfulness. He has rewarded us for our consistency, no matter how big or small, or whether we expected something in return or not. It's not really so much about that. But as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. And that's something that I believe. There is a level of honor that God is bestowing on his people. For those who have been faithful, who have been tarrying for a long time, who've been laborers in a vineyard for a long time. So that's something that I'm excited about. And of course, we already talk about it and we congratulate each other, however. But, you know, on this platform, congratulations, Cara. Congratulations, Marisha. And that's something that I'm looking forward to. And when we talk about new things and I talk about my newness being internal, it had a lot to do with my perspective and the way I see things. So I admonish all those who are listening, try to look at things just a little different. If you look at it from a different perspective, like, okay, when Kara's explaining something to me and I don't get it, I say to her, okay, help me see it the way you do. So when we take on a new perspective or we want to see something the way God sees it, God, help me to understand this. Help me to look at it in a different way. So that's me. I wish I had, next season, I got a brand new car. I believe God for that.
Next season, I should say, just then they can hold me to this. I can have my range.
Okay. And we putting it in atmosphere.
All right.
Speak
y'all,
those things.
Y'all walking heavy.
Yeah.
Y'all walking heavy. Yeah. Heavy. Hey, Giselle, you reach. We see you.
Whether
welcome
that's a
back.
Range Rover or Rangers in a store, I ain't say. I say range.
Range.
Y'all ain't trick me.
Range.
What is
I say
this?
Range.
What is happening?
I'll buy a puppy and name it Range.
Range.
Crystal, I don't, and I need to improve. I'm learning. Okay? I'm learning. I'm sorry. I just, it's one of those things. Y'all have to pray to the Lord does something in my heart concerning.
I have a segue.
You have a segue. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's the word, right? So I saw something where someone had posted about a certain thing not happening enough. I'm not going to say exactly what
right.
I said.
Uh-huh.
A certain thing not happening enough in this country. And there were a lot of people, especially Kingdom people, and I was a little bit disappointed because we see flyers all the time. We see persons doing, like Iman, he had his yeah. concert.
Mm-hmm.
People are always doing things. Joyne is always ministering. I'm always ministering. You're always ministering. And there are so many things happening. And sometimes you walk into a venue and it's not becoming of what you would like to see at a Kingdom event.
In terms of attendance?
Numbers.
Okay.
You understand mm-hmm, what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's just do better with recognizing that, and it's sad that we always have to say this. This has been said from I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
This whole notion that, and I love my little soca, I love my little reggae, I love my little
yep.
thingam.
Yeah.
But we have people, and I'm not just talking on the sphere of music. I'm mm-hmm. talking on the sphere of ministry, period. Entrepreneurship, period. That are doing some major yeah. things on a worldwide scale.
Absolutely.
And we breeze past it because you look too much like me. I don't know. I know you too well. We from the same island. We from the same.
Carrie, you being nice. You jealous. But we ain't trying to get to that topic yet. We come in there. You being nice. People jealous. People jealous. That's why they can't celebrate you. Because what else could it be? You see it because everybody shared it on Facebook.
Ooh, I was parched.
People put it on their WhatsApp status and you scroll Facebook and you is beyond people's WhatsApp status. And they had a whole TikTok video about their business opening and you unliked the video and people were sharing the TikTok video too. No, you jealous. But we ain't having that conversation today.
But that's a topic for another week.
Yeah, it's a conversation for another day. But you're right. We need to do a better job of celebrating one another.
Yes.
And we could deal with that in another topic because y'all don't want to hear what I have to say.
You should get upsetting.
Sorry. No, because I ain't like things that way. I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't.
And because we here, and because this is the first time we've been on Girl Talk since it happened, I want to say congratulations to my friend, my very dear friend, Xavier. Xavier opened POW's first brick and mortar since Girl Talk was on our break. And I want to celebrate that because I know the blood, sweat, and tears it took to make that happen. Xavier's been on Girl Talk a few times, sharing her entrepreneurial tips and things like that. And when I said that's my girl, I could have called on that girl to sing for me, and she wouldn't charge me a dollar. I'd be like, wow. I need a background vocalist. I need you to come go with me wow. here, come sing here. And she would not look to me for a penny.
Wow.
And that's when you know you have somebody in your corner. You know what I mean? So y'all go and support POW. It's in One East. Yes, you know, that is One West. Mm. It's in One East. So y'all go support POW, get you some pancakes, some omelets, and some waffles.
I want some shrimp and waffles.
Listen to
my
me.
Shrimp boy.
The shrimp.
So
you had a crock lobster yet?
She had crock lobster.
Oh, okay.
So I treating y'all to this tomorrow? Or
okay. Well, no, I wait, next week.
Wait. No, Marisha.
I have to preach. Woman of God, got to fast. Y'all can't cause me
okay.
eat.
Okay, I ordered that one. Joyne. You want this tomorrow?
I feed tomorrow, baby.
Okay.
What thing with y'all?
What?
Anyway. Crystal, I working on that situation. I tell them my camera was freaking out. They tell me no, but it is freaking out.
Actually, it wasn't me. It was Joyne.
But I see the little warfare for it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, Candia released her first book since last season.
Oh! Congratulations.
Yes, and I actually have a copy of it. So thank you so much, Candy. It's actually right in my office. So congratulations,
hon.
Congratulations.
So
congratulations.
What's going on with them? I'm glad that they're now saying
yeah,
what's going
y'all
on with
tell us
y'all?
What happened.
We know Shade getting
is,
married.
Is a whole wife okay. to be. A whole wife to be. We know Denisha's birthday just gone. So happy belated birthday, Denisha. And Candia did a whole book. And first of all, Monique says, beautiful green, pasta joining.
Yes, it's everything.
It really is everything. Candia says, listen, Karate, you are the only gospel artist in the world.
Only.
As far as my daughter is concerned. All of you ladies are on the top of my gospel list. Okay. Oh, that's
God
so sweet.
Bless you.
That's so nice.
That's very kind.
Please, mwah, that's for your daughter. Give her that for me, please.
That's so nice. All right, y'all. We done been on here for 40 minutes. Last song.
No way.
Yeah. We done been on here for 40 minutes catching up and asking people what's going on. So now let's really talk about what's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So we decided as a group together to use this show to address something that we've been seeing happening lately that we feel like we need to talk about from the kingdom perspective.
Yeah.
Because I believe we need to speak to this not only as women, but as kingdom women. And so please know that typically we come with some carnal perspective when it comes to certain things because we like to give a balance on our show. But today we are going to approach this particular situation from a kingdom perspective because of the seriousness of the and of the nature of this issue. One of the things that we've been noticing in the news lately is that a lot of women are being killed by men. And when these unfortunate events take place and people start having conversations about how it took place, how the relationship got so volatile, describing the kind of relationship that some of these women who are now deceased were in, describing the kind of men they were connected to, just describing people just talking, gossiping about the situation from their perspective. A lot of these situations and circumstances where women have lost their lives to their significant others or whomever the person was, a lot of them were known to be in abusive relationships and people remained silent. The people around them say, I can't tell her nothing. I can't talk to her because she ain't listening anyway. She ain't hearing me. And I think the one that hurt me the most, actually, that like hit me, when I say hurt me, it hit me in a place of hurt, was the way they described the one that happened on top of Dragon, right? That the persons around the neighborhood were so accustomed to the arguing, to the back and forth, that when it happened that time, no one even paid attention. So when it all of a sudden was not anymore, when the arguing stopped, still no one paid attention because it was very typical behavior. And no one even noticed anything in relation to that particular situation because it was so customary for there to be abuse within that relationship. And we are not addressing this, I believe I can say confidently, from a place of what you do for your girlfriend when she's in a situation like that quite yet. That's not where we are. Let's talk to our girlfriends who in these relationships now. That's where we want to start. And the first question that I want to ask you is, why are you there? Why? Why? Why, as a woman, are you subjecting yourself to abuse? You have to see it as abuse, right? Like, you have to. Can you? Are your eyes opened? Okay, if they're not, we are here to open your eyes now. If there is any kind of ill intention that comes from the person that you are in a relationship with toward you, it is abuse. Any kind of ill intention. Any kind of ill intention. You can always tell the difference between someone fighting against you or fighting for you. And if you feel fear around that individual, if you feel trapped, if you feel like you are being hindered in some way, shape, or form, you are not able to express yourself, you are not able to be yourself. You are not able to do what it is that you feel it's necessary for you to do in that moment. If you are being held back, muzzled, strapped down, or told what to do in an inappropriate way, you are being abused. And I am begging you today, we are begging you today to get out of there. Get out and don't go back. And I'm speaking so strongly, and I know Kara and Joyne will agree with me, because your life is just not worth it. When we consider what happened with these, I think it was like, it's actually been four for the year, if I could remember correctly. I think it's been about four for the year. And each situation had an element attached to it where people were like, I saw it, you know, and I could have said something, or I could have done something. But the thing that was crossing my mind wasn't the people who could have said something to that person, you know, or the people who could have done something. The question that I asked myself over and over and over again was, how come they didn't know that it could get there?
Marisha, I agree with you as far as no woman's life being worth being brought to that. But if it's kind of hard to someone that works on a garbage truck all day doesn't smell the garbage. When something has been your life, when you've dealt with the daddy being gone issues or the mommy being gone issues, when you've dealt with even bullying in school, being a reject, then attention becomes a drug.
Any kind.
Any aspect of what you, it doesn't have to be love. It could be something that comes in the form of love, and that becomes a drug because that's something that you're craving and you don't understand why. And a lot of times, people are from abusive relationship to abusive relationship because it has nothing to do with that individual. It's the toxicity that comes that they crave, and they think that it's love. And a lot of people think that the fear of a relationship is a good thing. And we may not understand it, but there's always behind the mind of an abused woman, behind the why, there's always a reason.
Absolutely.
There's always a reason.
Absolutely.
So it's so much more education that comes along. Because as an adult, how do you go into the mind of an adult and reiterate to them to the point that they start to believe that, baby girl, this ain't it. This can be it for you. Some people crave that. You understand? Because of trauma from childhood or wherever.
Yeah.
So
I know for a fact that there are situations where people crave attention and they desire that, like, this person who they believe this is the only way they can get love, right? I understand that. Have you ever heard a woman say, I know that he loves me because he hits me? Have you ever seen her body language when she says something like that? That's the thing that scares me more than anything else. Because the first time I heard a woman say that, you know what was the first thing I asked myself? Should I be beating my children? I kid you not. That was the first thing that I asked myself. Because for those of us who grew up in that generation, we're used to get spanked again. At some point in time, your parents would tell you, I'm doing this because I love you.
Right.
And for those of us who were able to process cognitively from a healthy place, we would understand that discipline was necessary and it was an expression of love. Mm-hmm. However, for those of us who don't process cognitively from a healthy place, could it possibly be that this woman still has a child's perspective of being corrected. So a woman is actually not being abused. A little girl is being abused. A little girl is being disciplined. Sorry. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not like we're looking at this grown woman and saying, this man beating you and you're saying that it's love. But really what's happening, what has happened or what is taking place is that cognitively she has not matured.
She never left the place.
She never left the place of that little girl whose father or whose uncle or whose brother said to her, I'm spanking you, I'm disciplining you because I love you. So how do we, and this is important because I feel like we need to talk about it because there are a lot of things that happen in our lives that cause us to be stuck at a certain place, if we tell the truth. Every one of us has something that we, when some situation or circumstance happens, all of a sudden we realize, whoa.
Yeah.
Big flashback.
Yeah.
And you realize, wait a minute, I'm still stuck at 12.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck at 13. Whoa, that took me right back to age 17. We all have those experiences. What do you do when that's the place you live in your life?
I think, too, I agree with both of you. And I think another perspective that we could take in consideration are soul ties. Most of the women that you'll hear, who I've encountered, let me say that. They'll say things like, I want to, but something just keep drawing me back to him. Or I want to, but I can't seem to shake it. Or I tried, and usually... I want to be careful how I word this. People, if I tell Marisha, if you walk down the street, you're going to drop in a hole. And every time. No, for true.
Yeah. No, I got you.
You see what I mean?
I got you.
So the people around sort of, I think someone typed it in the comments, and I think we're going to get there soon. Like the boy who cried wolf. And it's not an excuse. Don't get me wrong. It's not an excuse. But our nature is not to tarry long with people. If I told Marisha this 5 times, or I told her, and I feel like she's not listening to me, or I told her, et cetera, and it's not, it doesn't seem like it's working, then it doesn't matter if she kick and scream. You know what I mean? Because I told her, and I think that's the approach that we've taken.
Yeah.
In addition to that, let's even just consider... murder on the whole. We have become accustomed to gunshots. We've become accustomed to fighting and people recording it. And we've become accustomed to seeing someone brains out on the floor on Facebook. We've become accustomed to just seeing a dead body in the street with no regard, no nothing.
Wow.
And it
That's
speaks
crazy.
To where we're at as a people. You understand? So
people take out their phones to record before they call.
Or before they try to help. Before they try to help. And that's where we're at. And I don't want to seem inconsiderate saying, you know, people shouldn't say anything. But then too, what else? What else? And when we consider soul ties, it is something spiritual.
It is.
It is something spiritual.
And it makes it hard to get out of the relationship.
Definitely.
It makes it hard.
Definitely. And not only that, I think, too, we become in love with the version of that person that we met first.
So we're delusional.
So he loved me. He bought me everything in the beginning. And I just know that he's going through a rough patch right now. So we make excuses for the abuse. And we make excuses for why this person is treating us this way.
Yeah, we're delusional.
And I think that's something to consider as well.
It's a dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing. And take it from someone who knows where loneliness is so loud that you rather take abuse.
Yeah. And then we talked about it in the last season about security.
We're not
leaving because this is where the money is.
Yeah.
We're not leaving because this is my child's father and
absolutely.
We don't want, et cetera, et cetera. But
absolutely.
To what end?
Absolutely.
At what cost?
Let's get some of these comments in before we segue. Crystal says, it's very sad and disheartening. Giselle says, it was like a real life boy, the cried wolf story with a plot twist. Too sad. Kim says, it's a good question. Crystal says, I think a lot of women are used to toxic environments, even from childhood. So it's hard to recognize love. and hard to break away from chaos if that's all they know. A lot of women have never been loved correctly from anyone. That is so true, Crystal. It is so true. And I think it's hard to recognize something that you've never had.
Yeah.
You know? Jania says, some people only see abuse as love due to what they've been subjected to, most case scenarios, when they were growing up. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Melissa Devanya. She says, yes, Kara, many women have become so accustomed to this. We have to seek to empower women as best as we can. And Crystal says, you're right, Marisha. The lady found in South Beach Canal, own brother said he warned her to leave the man. And her own sister said when she heard a body was found, she immediately knew it was her sister. Ooh. It's sad because the people surrounding us can, like cars, like Kara said, smell the garbage. I strongly believe, Tyra Wanda says, a person's upbringing greatly contributes to their acceptance, tolerance, level of abuse. Giselle says, sadly, my reality, based on what I was exposed to, is not someone else's reality because of their exposure. For some women, that's all they know, generational cycles. Denisha says, it's so sad that we long for anything that seems like love to the point where we become blind to the abuse. So when he's abusing you in any form, it becomes the norm. Yes, we are desensitized. Absolutely. Some of them stay in these abusive relationships because of security and low self-esteem. And some of them think it's okay because they come from an abusive home where they saw it happening to their mother. And their mothers stayed in it. So they assumed that it's okay. And this is sad. Giselle says, it's also sad when trying to help costs you. Case in point, the gentleman that tried to help the lady in Walmart, he lost his life. Now that, that was, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Megan says, onlookers should not grow wary in empowering them to see the bigger picture. Listen to me.
I have been
the one abused and I have been the one looking at abuse. I've been on both sides. I've been in the abusive relationship, got out, and then I have been the friend who knew that her friend was in the abusive relationship and was trying my best to get my friend out of the relationship. And one of the things that I hate to say, but it is really true in life, is people do what they want to do. I don't like it, but it's true. People do what they want to do. That's the first thing. But the second thing is this, that when you love someone and you say to them, listen, I see the situation that you're in. I see the circumstance that you're in. This is not healthy for you. Don't do this. Don't be with this person. Don't subject yourself to this. Most times we don't offer them another option when we're telling this person to get out. I had a friend who did it to me. She was like, girl, you need to leave this store. This ain't making no sense. Like, I mean, this ain't making no sense.
But
and so my response was, okay, so I leave him and then what? What's my option? What's the alternative? And I think that while I don't think that that's the obvious solution for everyone, because the other thing that I do want us to ensure we place out here, that not every abusive situation, no two abusive situations are alike. The variables and the contributing factors to why that woman is in that situation does not look like why the other woman is in a situation.
Right.
And so we are not going to place a blanket over every abusive situation and say all are the same. But the reality of the matter is, for many of the women that we've tried to be girlfriends to and say, hey, don't stay there, come out of this, blah, 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 we very few times present to them another option. And another option is not only from the case of, okay, here's how you could feed your children. Here's where you could go and stay and get security. Not just the other option in those regards, but like, do we present to our girlfriends, to the women around us, to the women who seek help from us, to the ones who we see, who we know need our help, do we present to them like, you know you could love yourself? Like, do you know this? Like, do you know that, like, you could get to the place where, like, your self-confidence is, like, through the roof, like, where you could provide for yourself and for your family? Do you know what you're capable of. Do you know what's on the inside of you? If you can fight.
Building up that woman.
If you can fight to protect your children in the worst of situations, getting yourself out of the situation is easier.
So, Marisha, I have a question. You mentioned being in it, mm-hmm. out of it, mm-hmm. and then looking at someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
What made you stay for so long?
Mm-hmm.
What made you get out? And when you had the time, like what you're talking about, when you had the chance to, I guess, empower or help another person, did you take this route that you're talking about, or this is something that you learned, or this is something that you wished that someone did to you? If you wanted, you understand?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I stayed because I literally was moving from one toxic situation to another. And I stayed because I felt like I could control that toxicity.
Okay.
I felt like it was easier for me to stay there than to go back to a place where I couldn't control what was happening.
So like the less of the two
evils. It was the less of the two evils at the time. So that's why I stayed. How did I get out? I didn't make the choice to get out. There was an individual who, I thank God, this person is still in my life, very important person in my life. They literally came and packed me up. Came into the house with a few good men. And one of them was a police officer. And they went into the house and cornered an individual in the corner, like how they only could, and literally packed my stuff up and got me out. That's how I left.
So what, like I'm trying to get in the mind, what, we can do that for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, your clothes back there.
Well,
so what was the determining factor, like say, you know something? y'all on the sound.
What saying? It was for me was after that moment, things escalated. And he started looking for me, and things got to the point where like he eventually ended up being arrested.
Okay.
So it was the escalation after that that made me realize like, wow, Jesus saved me. Like, okay. Right then and there, it was like, wait,
yeah, like it's real.
I got snatched out of a situation because it could have been.
And right, so sometimes these relationships, the bond is. I don't know what makes it on another level, but it's on another level to where you feel like that's the only person who understands. And there was a young lady by the name of Charmaine. She's my cousin. And many years ago, when I was dealing with what I was dealing with, Charmaine would literally pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that I wasn't in that house alone. Or called the individual
mm-hmm.
or felt anything.
Mm-hmm.
She would pick me up every morning. We would ride around Nassau. I would say nothing. I would just be in the car depressed. Mm-hmm. She would invite me to talk.
Yep.
I don't ever recall her saying, you need to leave or you need to. I just remember her, I guess, discerning that I just needed someone there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she would. There were times when my cousin had to put me in the shower. I would if she didn't come there, I would just lay in bed.
Wow.
You understand? And that's why it's good to just put in this plug in there. It's really good to have good girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
not just who can assess a problem,
right.
but who has mm-hmm. the discernment to know how to deal with you. Because what you may need ain't
right.
what I
exactly.
need. Maybe what gets through to you is, girl, I'll tear your head off if you go on this bait.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What I needed was just someone to be there and for me to feel that genuine love and care. Like, I'm here whenever you decide to talk for
absolutely.
Weeks, every day without fail, Charmaine pick me up.
Wow.
In her car. Never asked me for gas. Never. She had to feed me. She had to do everything.
Wow.
So it's good to have good girlfriends who can discern what it is you need when you need it. Now, here's my other point. You talked about being in it.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about coming out of it and seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another tool the enemy uses. Not every woman will stay in an abusive relationship, but after having suffered abuse, they become the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another another level
you
of the cycle.
You just said something, Mom. Wow.
That continues because I ain't gonna get God again. I can do it again.
Right.
I can hurt you before Jeez. You hurt me.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I think, and then it looks different too, right? Because the way that a woman becomes the abuser, it doesn't look the same.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't look the same. I think that for every individual who is dealing with abuse in any way, shape, or form, that there is a level of trauma that imprints a behavior upon you that has to be broken. For me, it wasn't about, oh, this is the only person that can love me. It wasn't like that. I was in a hopeless place. I had literally given up. So it wasn't like I was, like, I actually never believed the person loved me, you know. And I was never in love, ever. I just didn't care.
I feel you now.
I wasn't in love. I didn't feel like, oh, he was the best thing that ever happened to me. Definitely not. I just didn't care anymore. I just didn't care anymore. The way that I remember when I started seeing a counselor again after that, because I had seen a counselor in my younger teenage years, but then I had started counseling again after the situation. The way that my counselor described it, she said, it was almost like you committed emotional suicide. Mm. Where I became dead on the inside. So I didn't care what was happening.
Right.
I could care less. It was like, whatever. Whatever. Sunshine today, don't care. Sun don't shine, who cares? You talk to me today, don't care. You don't talk to me,
yeah.
Doesn't matter. I was literally in a place where I had no hope. I describe it the lowest point of my life. I found myself in a place of hopelessness. I had no hope for the future. I had no hope for who I could be, what I could do. I had no hope for life. I wanted to die. I wanted to die. I remember one night laying there like, mad, I wake up the next morning alive. I'd never forget it. I was like, wow, I didn't get killed tonight? Jeez. I really thought this was going to be the night. I thought this was it. And waking up alive was just like, oh, shucks, man. It's not what I had in mind here. It's not what I planned. And so everybody in those type of situations in abusive relationships, they have their reason. They have their reason. And their reason is valid. But the reason I was so strong at the beginning was to find out what the why is, because I believe the why is the key to getting out. That's why I asked the question, why are you there? Because no matter what situation or circumstance you find yourself in, there's a reason that you are there. So what is that why? And for me, the why was I gave up on life. That was my why. So the moment that someone came into my life and told me not to give up on life and showed me how, like, girl, you have so much promise on the inside of you, like, you have no idea. And the fact that you've gotten to this place of hopelessness means that whatever it is that God has called you to do is so great that the enemy wanted to kill you. That's how great it is. And a lot of times, I don't know if we consider the power that could be behind the triumph of a woman when she comes out of a situation. I don't believe that the enemy uses human beings to cause these things to happen so that they could bounce back and tell the story. I believe that the Bible tells the truth about him. That is, ammo is to kill, steal, and to destroy.
Yeah.
So I believe that his ammo is always death. But I think one thing that he considers in his plan is, but what if right before death, they bounce back? Mm. I look like a fool. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. I feel like he fights more for the last stand than he fights for the regular attack. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like he attacks harder the person who is at their wit's end than the one who is enjoying life, and he won't kill them too, but it's like, No. Let's get this one first.
Let me expedite the process.
This one closer. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I think in this conversation, not just us looking at our girlfriends, not just us looking at the people around us, being aware of the women who are hurting, being aware of the women who are in these situations, in these circumstances, some of us connected to the men who are doing the abusing and not saying anything. Some of us connected to, you know, abusers, and we pretending like we don't see it. We just like, oh, well, I never see him abuse his wife. So it ain't happened. But then everything about his wife's behavior says that she's being abused. So, and I don't want to get in married people business. You know, that's a favorite line, behavior is just I will get in married people business. And I'm not a proponent of getting in married people, right, people's business and either. But what I'm saying is this. Say something.
But what when a woman, like, because like abuse ain't always a kick, a stomp, and a punch. Some people don't know that they're being abused.
Oh.
Day by day, the chipping at their esteem and the, you know, the little toxic things, the thing, gaslighting, that's what they call it, and all of that stuff. That's the chipping away at a woman's esteem, and the mind, the brain is so fragile that if you feed someone something little by little, they're going to start thinking that that's okay, that that's it. So it ain't just the slap and the kick and the punch. It's the, you so stupid.
Dumb.
Oh, why you don't fix yourself up?
I don't lose some weight.
A little
leavens the whole lump.
Yeah.
Just.
But if we could tackle the little things, I think we could avoid them escalating into bigger things. No,
that's the thing. We don't see the little things. We don't see them until it gets big.
Mm.
So you have that thought and you ignore it. Like, oh, that's just my mind. Oh, I'm just thinking. Maybe I'm just looking too deep. Maybe I'm just, you know, being extra. And in a society where, and this is where it becomes a jam for me, right? Let's paint the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is independent. She's taking care of her kids. She, I don't know, seems to have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
We tear that woman down.
Absolutely.
Right?
She's too independent.
Right? A woman is anointed. God is using her. We tear her down. Women. You're talking about women now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Go woman down. A woman is being abused, et cetera, et cetera. We tear her down too. Because you too stupid to stay. you should have known the red flag.
Too stupid for mine.
You looking for love in all the wrong places.
Wow.
But you can't win for losing.
Wow. You're right.
So,
you
can't right. even can, have it together.
Can we just for a minute summons the Charmaines to come up? Because no, for real.
I
think me and Marisha spoke about this a while back. They don't make them like my mommy and her mommy and and mom.
Mm-hmm. No,
they don't make them like that no more.
No.
Who go into pop for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because everybody just trying to save face, trying to stay out and using that young man that lost his life trying to protect someone. Like, what he did was so profound. You know, and there is a, you know, we don't, you know, I don't want to be too, you know.
Say what you want to say.
But it's the epitome of what Christianity is.
It is.
Dying so that someone else.
It's true love. It's true love.
And if we could summons our, and I could say Charmaine, our inner Charmaine to come forth and not be so jealous and not so envious of other women. Even the young lady, we spoke about it, with the friends who went away.
Yes. Yeah. The situation we talked about. Yeah. And it was all jealousy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about abuse from friends? What about abuse from the people that we are around every day? Could it be this abuse didn't start in the home, but just the people that we surround ourselves with?
Now, that's another
situation.
Could it
be our girlfriends that are making us toxic and putting us in toxic environments?
People who use us as doormats.
Man, come on, man. I'm quiet because it's running me hot in my mind. No, for real, because you can't win for losing.
I feel you.
I do good, you break me down. I accept foolishness, you break me down. And then say, oh, you knew.
but you didn't want to say nothing.
It's always something.
It's always something. We don't get a break as women. And it's something that we rarely talk about either. We don't talk about the pressure that we're under on a consistent basis. We don't talk about...
See me run
I saw you.
That made me mad, man.
I saw you. And while
we have to stop.
While
no,
we...
seriously, we really have to stop.
We are not fair. We're not gracious to one another.
We are nasty. Mm.
I watched a whole... I said nothing. I said nothing, and I thank the Lord for giving me the strength to keep my fingers from typing.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a young lady be dragged to shreds, to pieces, on social media.
I won't cry.
Because of the shape of her body, and she wanted to take some birthday pics. Fully covered. But she got some box eye.
Right.
Standing by a horse. Her name is Evangelist Jacqueline Carr. And I watched people who are supposed to be in the kingdom have whole exegy and sermon on Facebook, regarding my thing is there's always something, and I'm wondering where it is coming from. Do you feel good about tearing Cara down because there's something about you that you're trying to forget?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the easy answer.
You really have time to sit and write a whole epistle.
Use an easy target.
On somebody else. Yeah, that's doing something because you ain't doing nothing and you have no, you don't know what direction your life is. What is it? And I'm not saying that to be mean.
No, I understand what you mean. Now, I will say sometimes I believe people have good intentions, but they just don't know how to say things.
Some of them was no good intentions.
I'm not saying everybody is that, but I'm saying that there's something to be considered because I think sometimes people want to say something because they feel like it's necessary for you to hear and their intentions are good. And if you were to take away the inappropriate way it was said or the inappropriate way it was approached, and if somebody you love were to say the exact same words to you, you would receive it differently. But because it's coming from an individual who did not approach you in the correct manner, whose posture towards you isn't always necessarily upstanding, that it's hard to receive it. Does that make sense?
There is a difference between, I'm old school. No, join it and y'all could tell me if I'm wrong. There's a difference between saying I'm an old school Christian and I just believe women should be more covered and wear looser clothes than the saying going as far as saying putting up a picture of her at the age of 15 and then next to a picture of her as a grown woman. Dress a little bit more, you know what I mean, like a woman, and saying,
like a woman for me.
They sell their soul, and
yeah.
You basically
no, that's extreme.
A woman like, come on.
That's extreme. Come I on. Agree with you. That's extreme. Absolutely. It is extreme in nature.
It's just a self-righteous spirit. We've become so perfect in our own eyes.
Oh, wow.
And we've become hypocritical.
And the thing is, it's so crazy. The pastor just preach a message when Jesus spoke with the Pharisees and Sadducees, and he said, listen, you are hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs with dead man's bones in it. On the outside, see, I ain't too worried about the tight up, you know. I'm afraid when your clothes too loose, when you present yourself too perfect, and then we think nothing is going on with you. That's what Jesus spoke against. He said, you are a hypocrite. One, you look righteous on the outside, and you're full of dead man's bones on the inside.
Jesus.
That's something that we ought to consider before we speak on any matter. That's, before you take the speck out of my eye, take the beam out of yours. And that's all I have to say about that.
Amen.
It's Pastor Joe for me right now.
See, okay. Because Marisha had seen me twist up, and I say,
yeah, if you all see the body language in here,
twist up, twist up.
Krista says a lot of people may get offended or feel like they're being judged. Chia says, we need those kind of people in our lives. Pack you right up out of there. Absolutely.
Drag you out.
Good afternoon, Brina. Brina says, good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
What you said, Minister, is so true. Crystal says, boy, Carol, that's real. I had a cousin who used to pick me up and take me for food to make sure I eat and just drive me around when I was going through a breakup. Mm. Sometimes you just need people to look after you without judging your feelings. No talking necessary. Giselle says, we need more Charmaines in each of our lives.
Yes.
People without judgment as well.
Or Brina looking for
says,
anything in return.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brina says, wow. Tara Wanda says, most times would we show persons who find themselves in these situations how we handle them is more convicting than any advice we can offer them.
That's right.
And that's really good. Kim says, what about some men who are also in abusive relationships? How do we help them?
Lord Jesus. Help for the man named Jesus.
I don't even
know. Guy talk?
I just was going to say guy talk. Men talk. Let's talk about the abuse that is not so much physical and maybe obvious to those outside of the relationship or situationship. Because that's, Gaynell says, this is my first time listening to this show. This is very powerful, ladies.
Thank you so much for tuning in, Gaynell.
We appreciate you. That one, in my opinion, is more damaging. The abuse that is not physical. Got you.
Yeah.
You totally checked out, Marisha. Absolutely, Giselle. I was gone. Tara Wanda says, finding out the why is the pivotal point. It is, and that's what I believe. Yeah. I believe that when you find out the person's why,
then you'll be delivered.
Then, yes, you'll be able to redirect that individual. Yeah. I feel like the why is the question. Then there are those who protect those abusers. Girl. Yeah. Mental and verbal abuse lasts forever. A strong, Livy. It's very strong. Exactly. It is emotional and mental abuse, too. Crystal says, financial abuse, damaging your property, isolating you from family and friends. It starts somewhere. Giselle says, gaslighting and the narcissistic tendency they display is what we ignore until things blow up. You are correct, and women do this to women the most. Tara wanted to say, my Lord, talk about it, Joyne Gibson.
Yep.
The second, Crystal says, the second your friend had to pick you up from the man house for beating you, that friend get in the phone and tell everyone. Child, don't mind how she's be getting beat left, right, and center.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She said, that's it. Pastor Joyne, so many women are hurting silently and are terrified to share. The hands that should pull them out help to tear them apart.
Stop it. Stop.
Yes, the kingdom tore her apart. And it was the Christians eating car
lunch
online. Jesus, Lord. Lord, entire sermons condemning and demonizing the young lady. See, I didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. It was nasty. I guess clothes putting you in heaven. Whoa, Brina.
It's really the clothes for me.
I'm not neglecting that women should adorn themselves modestly, but her pants ain't no different than some of these skirts and dresses women in the church wear.
But she was riding a horse. What's she supposed to wear?
A long gown. Straight jacket.
She's supposed to ride side saddle.
Like Bridgerton now?
Side saddle, yeah.
Okay, then.
Side saddle. Right. There was a movie that I watched. What movie was it? It was Princess Diaries 8, where...
I love Princess Diaries, where
what's her face? She couldn't ride side saddle. So the queen gave her a little Amelia. She couldn't ride side saddle, so the queen gave her a little extra leg to hook on the saddle, so it could make it look like she riding side saddle, but she actually had a leg thrown over on that side.
I love that movie.
Oh man, Giselle says dehydration in too many areas of some people's lives is the problem. If they would drink water,
Giselle. Giselle say if they would drink water and focus on fixing their own problems,
then things would be so much better. Drink water and mind your business. The dead man's bones was a rebuke. Absolutely, it sure was.
Fox in your head.
Janae Roberts. Hey, Janae says they have a form of godliness. My God. My God. Hey, Angela, what you saying? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Karate, looking beautiful. Good afternoon, Joyne, looking beautiful. Good afternoon, Marisha Walker, looking really beautiful.
Oh, okay, then.
He got it right this season. He got it right this season. Thank you, Prophet. You got it right, sir.
Prof, you give all adjectives.
Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't today.
Play that.
I can't today. By the God. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, Odia, what you saying? Thank you so much for tuning in. Say, child, I quiet because y'all going deep, deep. No, this is something that's so serious. And I want to say this now, too, because we're getting ready to close, but we're not closing quite yet. So if you have a story that you would like to share anonymously, and I didn't do this at the beginning of the show, y'all forgive me. This is our first day back.
I usually remind you. That's my fault.
And I forget.
So I need to blame for that.
If you want to send a message or you want to call in anonymously, the call number is 828-3543 and the text line is 828-2543. So again, 828-3543 if you want to call, 828-2543 if you want to text. And you can WhatsApp as well.
And feel free to comment.
Feel free to comment too as well if you don't mind sharing it out in the open with everyone. I think that if we can take Charmaine's posture, like the story that Kara shared, but I think also too, I think that we have to know the individuals that we're dealing with. And I think that that's what's very important when it comes to abuse. Now, when it comes to how we handle women on the whole, I don't know what it is about us. And I believe we're going to tackle this in our upcoming shows, right?
But hold on, Marisha. Don't forget your thought. I have a question. You said we should know how to deal, or we should know that individual, right? So help me out.
Take, for example, right? I've known you long enough, Joyne, to know that if I need to talk to you about something important, that I would say, hey, can we have a conversation face-to-face?
Yeah.
Even something as simple as that, because I recognize that how your life is and how my life is, if I want your full attention, I have to be in front of you.
Right.
Because you're just like me. Anybody could call your phone at any point in time, and you need to take that call. So even something as simple as recognizing the kind of responsibility and priorities that that person has in their own life, something as simple as that you consider when dealing with an individual.
But let's say we just met that person, right? Or just something you observe, like in an open forum, and you say you notice a little tugging, or you notice someone being abusive in that kind of setting.
Then that's when you need the Holy Spirit, boo. Nobody else could help you but Jesus. You have to say, Holy Spirit.
I'm sure there are some.
Give me
like
the
just
right
some
words.
Steps, like
I was being silly.
I know, like you know, like.
But I meant that
because, you know, everyone wants to help, and everyone, kind of, I wouldn't say goes about it in the wrong way, but you know, we're ignorant in some areas, as to what to say and how to say it, and not to be offensive, because in my trying to help you, I can offend you and push you. Even
so,
further away.
For example,
you know what I mean?
I've done this before. I've done this before in public. There was a time when I saw a lady with her male significant person. I don't know who he was. And I saw the situation getting a little heated. And after they calmed down, but still were in public, right? I got up from my table and I went to her and I said, so sorry, sir. I said, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I said, I got a little female issue and I wanted to know if your girlfriend could help me. And I was like, hon, do you have a safety pin? I really, really need a safety pin. And like what I did was I slipped her the safety pin under the table. She felt me tapping her hand under the table. And I said, I'm sorry. I really don't want to bother you. I said, but can you help me in the bathroom? Assist me. I need you to help me pin my dress. And we went in the bathroom together. And then I said to her, are you okay?
Yeah.
You need some help?
Yeah.
Do you need me to escort you from the bathroom to my car and we pull off from here? Because the person who I was with, I told them what I was going to do. I said, do you need me to call the police? Like, you need help? Like, let me know. Talk to me.
Wow.
So
that's okay.
I approached it in a way where I was like, okay, how could I get access to this woman without this man knowing that I got access to this woman?
Right.
So I did what girls do. When something wrong, as women, even though we dog one another out, we are not afraid to ask. You have this? Do you have?
That's true.
You have any lotion?
I need.
You have.
No body spray.
You have no body spray. Like you, like you. You know what I mean? Like you got something. I know your bag, babe. You got something in your bag. Will it help me? And because she was in distress, she immediately realized what I was doing.
Yeah.
Like it automatically clicked off. No, this woman came to help me because. As I approached the table, I just very politely I talking to him and I said, so sorry. And just as I was talking to him, I slide the safety pin in her hand.
Wow.
And then she said, yes, I do. I have the safety pin. And she gave it to me. And I said, thank you so much. I said, I don't want to trouble you, but I was like, man, I need your help. I said, because what I need to pin it underneath my clothes, you could help me? She said, absolutely. And she got up from the table and came with me to the bathroom. And he didn't see it as like,
It wasn't alarming.
No.
It wasn't a red flag.
Because
it's a woman thing.
It's a woman thing.
Right.
And so when we got in the bathroom, I was like, now you know I need this. I did when I said, but give my safety pin back. Give it in my bag. Because I can eat that.
And thank God he wasn't one of them who going back to him and say, you think she thought she was abusing me? She asked me all kind of questions.
Oh, anyway, Carl, man, I done with being a celebrity. Carl, I ain't doing that to me.
But what ended up happening that night was she said no. She said the situation has been diffused. And then she explained to me that she actually broke up with him. And that's why he had reacted the way that they did. And she said she was driving by herself and she felt comfortable and she felt okay to drive by herself and she was good. Okay. And I took her number. I said, give me a number. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll give you my number. And I say, if anything go down, call me. She never called me. So
I'm pulling up, boy.
Listen.
I pulling up.
Call me.
That's commendable, Marie.
Call me.
I pulling up.
And I think we just have to be creative.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we forget that being a girl always works.
Yeah.
It always works. Being a girl always works, no matter where you are. But some of us, you have to approach us in the right girly way.
Yeah.
For some of us, you can't ask us if we have something that you need. For some of us, you have to compliment us. Some of us, you have to approach us.
Mm.
Because if you approach some of us as women, you know, and we in that place, and we're not as cherry and as welcoming as we should be, and you ask us for some of what the hell you think this is, you can't go to the store and buy your own things. Like, you know how we go. Now we go.
Ooh, Carol.
So for some of us, for some of us, you're going to have to be like, girl, that hair is it. And then, in order to get further access, you'd be like, I want to insult you, but you can't tell me where you buy your hair from me. And then you work your way. I know who did it, blah, 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 blah. And you know what I mean? And you work your way in. But you have to be intentional. I see messages are coming through. Let's pay attention to these. Sorry, I know I've been talking long, but. So, this person says anonymously, hey, so for me, it wasn't the physical, but he would always be like, he wants the best. But when I do something that's going to make me more successful, whether it was pushing my business stuff or whatever, I was being selfish at the end of the day, and I never want to spend time. When we had a date plan, he would be drifted so far. I asked what I said, and he was like stuttering like he wasn't listening. So for me, I left because mentally I knew I left the relationship a long time. So when I left, it didn't hurt. But now it's like, what next? Like, how do I go past this place and not think of the time I had? That's interesting. Because we often don't talk about the hole that's left, even from the person that has hurt you. And about how that space has to be filled with something. And I could give you the cliche, typical suggestions that everybody would tell you to do that would hold you for a day or two. And then after a while, you get tired of doing it. I could tell you, go date yourself. I could tell you all these amazing things and be like, girl, you better off without him and you need to fill your time and blah, 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 blah. Sweet girl, let me tell you something. Whenever you feel like there's a void in your life, just take that same creative brain that you used to think about stuff and just play back the dumbness he did and you'll never go back. Because I feel like we use our imaginations for what we want to use our imaginations for. Use your imagination to make you not to go back. Replay the dumbness that made you leave.
Stop replaying all the good
times. Replay the dumbness.
Hold on, wait. Y'all ever see the TikTok where the lady say, everybody's so creative.
Everybody's so creative. Like, no. Replay the dumbness. Replay the dumbness. Replay that moment in your brain that caused you to leave and let that be the trigger to be like, ooh, too. I feel a little void, but I ain't gonna feel it with that.
Mm-hmm. It ain't that serious.
It ain't that deep. And I mean that from the most genuine place. And eventually, you won't need to replay it anymore. Eventually, that desire will go away.
I understand you, but that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done.
It is easier said than done.
Yeah. That's something we have to train our minds to do.
And then, you know, find things to do. Like, other people would say to you. Find, get busy and, you know.
when I was in the world, I had, and this is no shade to them, but I had some friends, and we would greet each other by calling each other female dogs. And that was our way of saying, hey, babe, or something like that. But it was the other B word,
yeah,
or the H word, or, you know, stuff like that. I think, too, as friends, would you call them and would you speak into them? Like, this one here, Joy Nae, she love, hey, beautiful.
Hey.
You understand?
Hey, she does.
And
y'all got to put some respect on my name, you know.
No,
I know, I'm joking.
There was actually a day we were here. And I think, I was rushing to get ready and I fell all over the place. I just was like, I feel like I look stink. And you walk in and you was like, hey, beautiful. As simple as that. Yeah.
Shut down your hole.
I felt better. You understand?
Yeah.
So even as friends, what we speak into our girlfriends' lives, what we call them, how we respond to them. And not just with words, the way we respond to them.
Yeah.
If you always feel annoyed, then I'm going to stop and I'm not going to want to open up to you. If you always, every time I want to talk to you, you seem annoyed or what's not. So let's work on our response and let's work on speaking life and beauty and good things into our friends, because that too can help with regards to the choices they make in relationships, believe it or not.
Let's get this last comment in and then we need to close and get out of here. Hi. I was listening.
That's the phone.
Yeah, on the phone.
Okay.
This one, anonymous one.
Okay.
OG, we got a bunch today.
Yeah, I'll do these ones, yeah.
Okay. Hi, I was listening in the car. I texted anonymously, kind of, because this reminded me of my best friend. She was in an abusive relationship for years. And whenever she called me to vent, I would always tell her she needed to get out of that relationship. Thing is, she knew she needed to, but she was so fearful because they were living together on a family island. I'm happy she finally had the strength to leave because he really wasn't treating her right. He was gaslighting her. I told her there was no way a man could be jealous of your job and freaking out because you work in and cannot answer your phone. That's only a little piece of the story. And while I was mentioning that, another anonymous message came in. Anonymously, first time listener. Wow. It's the fact that listening to y'all have me crying. Wish I have someone to pack me up. Wow. Leaving when being physically and mentally abused is not easy, especially when not knowing you have someone who will be there for you and not judge you for staying, but just hug you and let you cry and say they love you. And like you have mentioned, let you know that you can love yourself more than anyone else can. Well, listen to me, darling. We are here to tell you today. You can do this.
Yep.
You can leave. You are loved. You are strong. And you will make it.
Yes.
You absolutely will. You absolutely will. And you may feel like you need someone to back you up. And you don't even know that the strength that it takes for you to stay is the same strength that you could use to pack yourself up and get out of there. Whatever you do, just make that first move. Pack up and go. Pack up and go. Plan now.
Strategy.
Use strategy. Use wisdom. Don't pack up and go and don't know where you're going. Plan, pack up and go. If you need to go buy another phone, so that when you done pack up and leave, you could get rid of that number and you done have a new chip or whatever you have to do. Plan it and then execute it. The hardest part is leaving.
Yeah.
That is the hardest part. Once you leave, then the hard part will be convincing yourself never to go back.
Yeah.
But you have to take one hard part at a time.
Yeah.
So right now, let's deal with the hard that's in front of you. Yeah. And the hard that's in front of you is leaving. My dear, my darling. Plan, lay out your strategy, execute your plan, and get out of there. And then after you get out, then we'll take another plan and go from there and figure out how you are going to not go back. Let's read those comments joining.
Okay, Angelo says, powerful words, ladies. Excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you, Angelo.
Prophet Sheldon says, I got one friend. She say if a man ain't beating her, he don't love her. Wow. Some women love being abused. They sick brains call it love.
Mm-hmm.
Jason says, good evening, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
Crystal says, boy, that's true, Marisha. As busy as I is be, if my friends call and need assistance, if I can't move, I call in my daddy, my sister, my brother to see if they could go. As simple as a flat tire stuck somewhere at night. I don't want nothing to happen to my friends.
Absolutely.
That's so good, Crystal. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that. That's the way she is for real. Tasha says, I like that. That was very discreet. Yes, I know, right? Yeah, I'm going to steal that. Prophet says, LOL, Cara, that's them, the ones with the sick brain. They love being abused and cut behind. Crystal says, LOL, me and Joy, they used to text last will and testament typing locations out back in the day. No one was going to kidnap us.
No.
And that's true.
Me.
I was sending Crystal, I am XYZ. This is the password to my computer. You could have it if something happened to me. It's that serious. Right?
Wow.
Crystal says red flag.
Wow.
Brianna says, I have that right, Brianna?
Mm-hmm. Brina.
Brina, sorry. Truly enjoyed this topic today. Thank you. Awesome.
Bless you.
Lord. No, Marisha, we be imagining he changed. That's right.
Change clothes.
Changed. Prophet says, what about them women who is getting, see? It's too late for this. What about them women who is be getting beef for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Da, 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 and say, God, tell them, don't leave, stay in a abusive relationship.
God tell you that.
Bishop Lambchop says, for God's sake, please leave. It's hard, but it's better than seeing an early grave. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Some women don't leave. They say, God, tell them, stay. He could change the mind.
Okay.
It sounds silly, but...
That has its place, but then...
God tell you he's going to change the mind. Okay. So,
but
go
I think
back
you don't have
after
to be
he changed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a, you could use some wisdom in that. I can agree with that.
Absolutely.
Angelo says, for the lady being abused, who's being abused, please leave. It have to be a willing thing, but you have to make up in your mind to leave first before leaving.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm going to say when you read that message. And it's all in the mind. Mm-hmm. It all in the mind. So a man think it, so is he. If you believe that you are worth more, then you'll do actions that speak to you being worth more. Bishop Lambchop says, Prophet James. Da, 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 da. Sorry, I don't know why I was reading that. But anyway, if he didn't change before you marry the man, everything is magnified 1,000%. I agree. Jason says, you know, air of persons, men and women, suffer from trauma bonding.
Yeah.
I hope I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet says, LOL, we have it happening and it's a lot happening in the church. I agree.
So what I wanted to address in this show was fear, right? And I've been doing a lot of personal study on fear because of some things that I've been dealing with in my own life. And I was able to identify 7 deadly fears. I was able to identify which of them were actively like being lived out in my life. And then I sought out in the Word of God answers to these fears. And this is what we're going to close with. The first fear is the fear of being alone. We dread reaching out, finding nobody there to respond to our needs. We fear being ignored, being left alone, and being seen as unimportant. We feel the world does not respond to our needs. So what's the use? Then there's the fear of connecting. Because of frightening and painful experiences in the past, connecting emotionally and intimately with others feels dangerous. Our life experiences have left us feeling that the world is not a safe place. Mm-hmm. We fear injury, so we withdraw from connections. Then there's the fear of being abandoned. After having connected emotionally or bonded with someone, we fear either being abandoned with our own needs or being swallowed up by the other person's needs. So in either case, we feel the world is not a dependable place, that we live in danger of emotional abandonment. We may become clingy and dependent, or we may become super independent, or both. Then there's the fear of self-assertion. And this is what I think applies to a lot of our girlfriends who are struggling with abusive situations. We all have experienced rejection and punishment for expressing ourselves in opposition to others. So we come to fear asserting ourselves and our needs in relationships. We feel the world does not allow us to fully be ourselves. We may either cease putting ourselves out there altogether, or we may assert ourselves with a demanding vengeance. The last three are the fear of the lack of recognition when we don't get the acceptance and confirmation that we need in relationships. We are left feeling, you know, not being seen or recognized for who we are. Then there's the fear of failure and success when we feel like we've loved and lost or tried and failed. We may fear opening ourselves up to painful competition and having to go through the experience again when we have succeeded or won. Possibly at someone else's expense, we may experience guilt or fear or retaliation. And the last one is the fear of being fully alive. Wow. We feel the world does not permit us to be fully joyful or passionate in living. Rather than putting our whole selves out there with full energy and aliveness, we may throw in the towel, succumb to mediocre conformity, or fall into a living deadness, a state of apathy.
That's crazy.
And what I ended up, I guess you could say, digging into was this message by Bill Johnson on peace, believe it or not. He was talking about peace. And in the message, he was addressing anxiety, fear, and stress. And one of the things that he said that hit me like, you would not believe, is that anxiety infects love. Because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. You cannot be fearful, anxious, or afraid and keep a fervent relationship with God. Fear or anxiety is giving your thoughts and love to that which is inferior to the love and the word of God. The enemy uses fear, anxiety, and stress to limit our creative expression, because as long as God is free to creatively express himself through us, we remain connected to the loving relationship. We, as individuals, have to be intentional to know that whenever we feel afraid, that fear is not of God. And so I said that we were taking this approach from a kingdom perspective because I know that the world has answers to abuse. But I have not seen a worldly answer to abuse that doesn't require a constant recollection of your situation. And when the kingdom approaches healing, it puts a cloud behind your past that you never remember it anymore, ever again. There is nothing that you experience that is in light of your situation. Everything is in light of what God has done in the healing process for you. And so my encouragement as we close today is this. If you are afraid, you need to know God. You need a loving relationship with the Father, and you need a prayer life. You absolutely need a prayer life. You absolutely need to have conversations with God. When we don't pray, whether we are believers or unbelievers, lack of communication with our source creates lack. And it puts us in a place of conflict where we are always fighting. Because we're not connected to the source, to the one who is peace, not whose characteristic is peace, but the one who is peace. Peace is a person. He is peace. And many of us are looking for peace as a feeling are trying to find peace in the midst of situations, are trying to tell ourselves that removing ourselves from the situation will create peace, when the reality of the matter is peace is a person that steps into the situation and gives you his presence in the midst of confusion and calamity.
Wow.
So we say to the women out there, especially the young lady who reached out to us and said that she's in this abusive situation and she wants to get out, you need Jesus. And I am telling you, I have never ended a show like this because I try to make sure that we don't insult anybody. So if you are insulted by this, I don't apologize today. You need Jesus. You need salvation. It is the only answer to your situation. Yes, there are numbers to call. Yes, there are people who can help you. Yes, there are physical ways where people can assist you to get out of your situation. But when we talk about your mind, when we talk about your emotions, when we talk about your will, when we talk about your soul and your future, you will not be able to do it without God. There is no way. It's not possible. So today we encourage you to get to know Jesus. We invite you to receive him as Lord of your life. And then as you receive him as Lord of your life, continue to have conversations with him. You'll be surprised how much he'll talk to you. You'll be surprised how he will make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. You will be surprised the way of escape he will create for you if you open up yourself to him. You need God. You will not survive without him. You will always be looking at your life in light of the abuse. And I'm speaking as someone who has been abused in the past. People have to remind me that these things happen to me, because the Father has literally placed a cloud on my past. When I look back, I see glory. I don't see the things that I went through. When I look back, I don't see trauma. When I look back, I don't see abuse. When I look back, I don't see negative thinking. When I look back, I don't see rejection. I don't see abandonment. I see the glory of God on my life. And so, darling heart, sweetie, girlfriend, I mean to sound funny, but you need Jesus. That's what you need. And that's what we give you today. Ladies, y'all have anything else y'all want to add to that?
Well, could you repeat your second? You list seven.
Seven fears,
mm-hmm. Right? Tell me the second one, please.
The second fear.
The second or the third?
Is it connecting?
Fear of connecting or the fear of being abandoned? The fear of being abandoned.
No, connecting.
Connecting. Because of frightening and painful experiences in the past, connecting emotionally and intimately with others feels dangerous.
This hit me like a ton of bricks because I think that's my fear. Oh, and
wow.
Listen, I mean, I love you, you know. See the crazy spirit of kill. We cool, but that Jericho wall.
Oh, Jesus, is a Jericho wall?
Barbed wire, that
electric current,
electric fence, that guard dog, all the guard dogs, all the lions, all the bears, all of those other things. I thought it was an issue. I was like, Joe, you just in these streets. You know, I just talk to myself, you know, and I realized that it's an issue.
Mm.
I realized that it's an issue. And honestly, after you said it, I don't think I had anything else to say. because that one hit me so bad. And it was a simple conversation that I was having with someone. And we were talking about hugging. And if anyone knows me, knows that I don't like to hug. I'll do it. You know, I'll do it because I know that it's the right thing to do. Like when you greet someone and, you know, you want them to feel, you know, comfortable. So it's the right thing you do. But
you don't like it. Just say it. You don't like it.
It's too personal for me.
Mm.
And I feel like if I embrace you in that way, I don't. When we hug someone, we let go of
what we feel and like everything, it's literally like this.
Mm.
And for a very long time, I'm like, come with my face. Come with my face. You in my space too. Give you the side hug. Give you all kind of thing. I'm on the side here. And twist up and No, you're laughing. Are you serious?
Oh, Jesus.
Right? But I realize that that's a fail.
Mm.
Because you can't hurt me if I let you in.
Mm.
Wow.
You there's nothing that you can do because I embraced you before and you know what you did? You proved my mind right. Y'all taking me serious?
Yep.
I embraced you before and then let my guard down with you before.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, I'm once bitten, twice shy, twice mm-hmm. bitten, mm-hmm. however I think I'm going.
Yeah.
Right? You ain't gonna mm-hmm. catch me slipping again. I will not be the strumbus kickers. I will not be the conk. You won't name me conk. You won't call me fool in this. And I think this is what we experience as women, and which is why it makes it so difficult for us to connect with other women because everyone is trying to keep their guard up. Everyone is trying to, you know, save face in the sense, or everyone is trying not to be hurt. And it is all are not the same, mm-hmm. but in a sense, it all kind of ties in together.
Mm-hmm.
And while Marisha was talking, I heard in my spirit the quote from Nelson Mandela's inaugural speech in 1994. And he said, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate.
Yeah.
Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
Yeah.
It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Yeah.
So I feel that if we can embrace each other along with the love of Christ, you know, not forgetting the first
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
but we got Jesus and we still ain't letting our God down.
Mm-hmm.
I still... You understand? So mm-hmm. my encouragement for today, ladies, find that Charmaine. Find that one person. Someone said to me the other day, it's like, people just call me Joe, right? So it's like, Joe, man, you some. And I was like, anyway, if you want me to tell the truth, give me Crystal. Who's here?
Mm-hmm.
If the God is going to be down, she'll have it down. And it isn't because she is just so deep and, you know, says all the right things, but we're comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think as girlfriends and finding our tribe, I think that's what we're lacking. We talk around the surface a lot. We talk about the great scenarios a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that...
Mm.
That connection, that deep. And
it's just irreplaceable.
You understand? So that's my encouragement. Find you that Charmaine. Find you that person that you can fully let your guard down with. And let's say that person isn't a physical person. Be transparent with Jesus. He already knows. So the things that are on your mind, the things that you are most fearful of, the things that you don't want to say out loud,
mm-hmm.
talk to him about. And when life becomes... almost feeling like it's too much to bear, I tell him the truth.
The way I would describe it is find your Garden of Gethsemane. And know that there are some people that you can take in with you and some people that you can't. And know that even the people that you take in with you, like Jesus, they can fall asleep.
You know why? Because it's not really that burden to bear.
No.
Not all the way. They're only there to take you to a point.
But if you have somebody who could go in there with you, that's good.
Yeah, great. Great.
That's good.
Great.
But know that, like, they may fall asleep while you're in the thick of it.
I think that's the beautiful thing about that that incident. I don't even like to call it a story.
Mm-hmm.
Is that knowing that regardless of who you try to take with you, if they fall asleep, you still got to live that life. You still have to do what it is that you were called to do.
You got to wrestle.
You still have to carry that cross yourself. And so that's why I'll go to the fully alive, the fear of being fully alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
It's okay. And that spoke to me, too. Y'all see me sitting here? That one hit me a little hard.
Listen, that the whole brick's dropping my head.
Yeah. It's okay to the best. And I don't think we teach our young girls this enough, Marisha and Joe. It's okay, the best version of your life that you could think of
it's okay to have that.
To live it.
To live it.
And don't be ashamed.
To be yeah. it.
And understand, as crazy as it sounds, mm-hmm. we say, we listen, I tired of us spewing scripture as rhetoric.
Right.
And not really understanding right. or trying yeah. to grasp.
Right.
When yeah. the Bible say, it don't say exceedingly, it says exceeding.
Yeah.
He's able to do exceeding abundantly.
Yeah.
As much as abundantly is, he exceeds that. He will yes. exceed that on your behalf.
Yes.
It's okay to live your best life through Christ. I ain't say be out there doing foolishness. Stopping up. But it's okay. And you don't have to dumb and down. You don't have to, you yep. understand? You yep. don't have to have the Jekyll and Hyde syndrome throw on you yep. and all of that.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And even if it does happen, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right. And they talked about Jesus. They're going to talk about you. You're going to be all right.
You know, baby girl.
You're no different.
Baby girl, live.
They write a whole book about him. You could be okay. Okay. You could be all right.
Okay. You going to be all right.
You could be all right. Yes. You're going to be all right. So I want to encourage us to find your fears. Like, these two ladies exposed theirs in the list of fears. And if you don't remember it, when the show is over, you could go back and you could re-listen to it.
Or download the podcast.
Or you could download the podcast. But figure out where your fear lies and then target it. Get rid of it. It's a journey that I'm on. I can tell you that it's been working. And God has been exposing some things to me that have literally been existing in my life from I was a child. And I was living with it as if it was something right when it was wrong. So don't be afraid to look at what's going on with you, at what's going on with you. Don't be afraid to look at that. Don't be afraid to do some investigation into what's going on with the females around you and finding creative ways to reach that female where she will receive something that you have to say. The effort that you would want somebody to put into reaching out to you,
put
that effort into reaching out to someone else. If you know that if somebody was to just approach you and you won't receive them, then consider that when you approach it.
Honestly.
Your girl, because like Crystal mentioned earlier, when we are being judged, we shut down, babe.
Yeah.
We shut down.
You come at me wrong, it could go left.
It could definitely go left. And so we want to thank all of you for tuning into our show today. Get you some good girlfriends.
Yeah,
Kara said it. You need it. Joyne said it. You need it. Now I'm saying it. You're going to need her. You can need those friends, ones who could be like, babe, what's going on with you? What's your problem?
What's really going on with you?
Like, what's happening? And who can see beyond the facade that you're putting up? Who can see beyond what you're saying and what you're not saying? Who can see beyond the smile? Who could see that right there is pretense? And don't forget to be her as well. Don't forget to be the shoulder that somebody could lean on.
I would take my line.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You didn't start it. Go on.
Finish
it. You're doing good. Go on. Go ahead.
Don't forget to be the shoulder that somebody can lean on, somebody could cry on, that they can run to for strength. I forget it was a thing. Kara's do the show.
That's how long we didn't do this.
You was do the don't forget to be, and Kara's do the show. I forget.
Wow.
So say something, and then I can let
Kara. I'm going to say. Go on, Kara. Go on.
Okay. So Kara, do coming up on Girl Talk. So we could get out of here.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it, girl. I'm on top of things.
Look at you. New season, new Marisha.
Play that.
Okay.
So when you're ready.
Where it is, though.
You got to tell me when you're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go then.
One. Boom.
And coming up Monday, May 15th at 4 p.m. right here on Girl Talk live on Facebook and Glory 93.9 FM. The topic, why are you so jealous?
Why?
Ooh, that could be good. That could be good. We got another one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's ride. And then the following week, May 22nd at 4 p.m. again, live on Facebook and Glory 93.9. Get it in your brain. FM. The topic on the 22nd is, it keeps happening to me.
And there's a reason the question mark is there, not an exclamation point. Like, you will see when we talk about that on the show.
I was wondering about that, but good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There's a reason it's a question mark. Because initially when we first formulated it was an exclamation point. But the way I think that show is going to end, we're going to have to ask, I mean, does it really keep happening to you? Okay. Ooh. Does it really?
I'm ready.
Does it really keep happening to you?
So So why is she assuming that I picked the first topic? No.
Denisha. Anyway, no. God bless you, Denisha.
Thank you for tuning in, Denisha.
Listen to me. We get it out here. Denisha, we love you. For all of you who have tuned in, thank you so much for tuning in.
And
I've stayed, yes. Thank you for tuning in to Girl Talk. We'll be back. Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Next week, Monday, same time, same place. But we got to get up on out of here, girls. Let's say bye.
See you later.
Bye, y'all. Find a tribe.